recording. What do you want to talk about today, Matthew?
I would like to talk about how sometimes I just get emotional.
I was like, whoa, have you ever considered acting? I was like, is he drunk? No, he's sad.
I just sometimes get emotional. And
I do get emotional sometimes.
I do too. All right, that's something we can talk about. I never knew, like, all right, so I grew up.
Get weird.
I grew up with a dad who was an old Vietnam vet, a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression,
back
all these
before
things.
Before they had names for it.
Right, right. So I knew that he had been through some serious traumatic things in his life.
Right.
That made sense to me. But then there's all these people who have not been through, it doesn't seem as though they've all been through, and there's all these people who have depression and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know what all that's coming from until probably probably 2 years ago. I called my wife at work and I said, I think I have depression problems. And she goes, yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. She goes, you've had depression since I've known you. And I was like, well, how come this is not something we've talked about? And she goes, because people don't talk about it. Like, it's not something, you don't bring it up to somebody else and go, hey, I think you have depression problems.
Right.
And she's like, what makes you think that now? I said, because I haven't left the bedroom in 2 days. Like, I just wanted to sleep.
Right.
Like, I feel very uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I feel like I'm just overly emotional about something, and nothing's happened, so I don't know what's going on. And she goes, yeah, that's
depression.
That's depression.
Yeah.
So, of course, I don't go to a doctor or see nobody about it. I'm just like, I'm just going to try to take care of this shit myself, which is what I've been doing up till this point. And I just try to keep myself very busy. If I start feeling like I'm, you feel that shit coming on. You're like, you just feel unhappy with everything that's going on. If I feel that, I'm like, all right, I need to find something to do. Like, get up, go do something. Otherwise, because if I just try to ride it out, like, it gets to the point where, where eventually it's my wife talking to me like a mean person.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, you got to snap out of it. Like, we need to figure this out. You need to get over it.
Have you noticed we're all moving all the time? Like, every comedian you know is always, we're always, let's see how many fucking plates we can load up. That's probably the source of that. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I would say I was probably born depressed, if that makes sense. And everybody, like, one time I put a thing out on Instagram, and I wasn't trying to, like, seek attention or whatever, which is, like, usually anytime somebody talks about anything mental health, they're like, tell me I'm great. I put out, hey, in case anybody needs to hear this, I've thought about killing myself at least 100 times a day for 26 years. I've now figured out how to not do that for a couple days in a row. And I kind of broke down how my recent, like, little changes I made.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, 10 messages. People told me I was not ever depressed. I never had any issues. They were like, I know you. That's not true.
Right.
You couldn't be depressed because you're smiling. And that's, like, I'm not trying to, like, say anything bad about those people. They're trying to tell me, no, you just, like, had a rough patch. You just don't understand what this is. Like, and when you say, like, oh, my dad went through a lot, so that's why he's there. I don't know that you have to. I think sometimes there's shit that happens in your childbirth, shit that happens.
Yeah, for sure. Now, like, now I understand it. But
it seems like something has to happen.
Yeah, in the beginning, because it took me several days of debating before I even brought it up to my wife. Because I was like, this can't be what it is. It can't be what it is. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to be depressed.
I was to a point where I'd kind of gone off the deep end, and props to my wife for putting up with me.
Yeah.
But I got to a point where I was like, okay, all this shit I'm trying to get through, I'm just telling people, like, I need help. I'm telling everybody in a way. And I thought I was being clear. I was like, one time we were at dinner, I had just been charged with a felony. I had just hit peak income, thought I was doing good in life, got charged with a felony I didn't commit. Saw a dude's head not fully attached to his body anymore in the same month in front of back porch. Like, I'm trying to just eat lunch, and this dude's brains, and I know his brains are spread out. I could have it worse. I get it. Something about that combination tipped me over the edge where I couldn't fucking not talk about it anymore. I was like, okay, I'm holding this in. This is just how I feel. My parents said it's a sin to think about it or whatever. All I heard about when I was a kid was suicide. All I heard. Everybody in church fucking kills himself. Everybody's got a friend that kills himself. They are all, oh, well, it's shame he's in hell now.
Right.
It's like, damn. Like, clearly he didn't want to do this.
Right.
And I'm not at all saying I think it's a great option.
Right.
But it's a thing that happens in your head. It's not your fault. Like, it's a thing that happens in your head. And I tried to talk to my wife about it, but I couldn't because the kids were there. So I text her. We're at a table and I text her and I was like, hey, I'm having some really dark thoughts. Can we step outside for a minute? She thought I was having really dark thoughts because it was loud at back porch. Because, like, usually that's enough to fucking push me over. That just a loud restaurant, I'm like, oh, I just can't be here. Like, she thought I meant I'm having a rough day. She didn't understand. At the time, I was like, she's kind of insensitive. In reality, I'm immature and bad at communicating at this point in my life.
Yeah.
So that didn't work. She was like, just put some headphones on. I was like, put headphones on in a fucking restaurant or blow my brains out. These are the options. One time I was prescribed gabapentin for a nerve thing. Turns out one of the side effects of gabapentin is if you're already a little off, you're going to be way off.
Yeah.
I literally was texting everybody I knew saying, hey, can you come get my gun out of my car? I don't want to get back in my car. I was waiting on Mila. She was at physical therapy. I was in my car. My gun was in my car. I kept texting everybody. I was like, I this is not suicidal anymore. I don't know what it is, but I know I shouldn't have a gun right now.
Right.
I have no, now I do, thanks to comedy. I had no friends at that time in my life. And I realized a big part of it that was making it worse was I literally had no friends.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of people that tell everybody they're my friend.
Yeah.
Those people want free tattoos.
Right.
I had no friends. Brandy was my only friend in the world, and she's my wife, so I'm not saying it doesn't count, but like, she kind of has to be my friend, at least while we're married, you know?
Yeah.
You got to like ride that out. I had absolutely not a soul to go to with anything. Because I text like 20 people, they're like, you'll be fine, bud. And it was the same thing as the Instagram thing. I was like, I thought if I tell everybody, this will help other people. Like, I'm doing all these things. I'm exercising. I'm drinking a ton of water. I'm fucking meditating for 20 minutes a day. I did a bunch of shit to get just to where I didn't want to kill myself. I love me. I have no idea why I ever wanted to kill me.
Right.
It's been months, if not years, since I've even had a one moment thought of it. But it was like everything from the time you're born until you fucking figure out what you want to do is people telling you what you should do. And if you're not achieving those things, you're being guilted into it. And then I have a whole family of people that's like, we're all hyper-competitive. I'm competitive in a way I think is healthy now, but like, I literally can't talk about money around my family because if I talk about money, they all bring up how well they're doing. And it's not fair for me to point out the, like, if you brag to me that you made $20,000 last year, this is an exaggeration.
Right.
And I was Kevin O'Leary. I probably wouldn't want to fucking get into this. And I'm trying to be polite to you when you're going, oh, dude, I'm fucking killing it, man. I'm making so much money. I got all this shit. It's like anybody that's telling you all the shit they're doing, they're telling themselves because they don't believe it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going through all these different phases where it's like my whole family's engineered in a way where they all mean well, but everything I do is shit. My mom fully approves of everything I've ever done. I could literally go out front and be like, I'm a professional wiener shower, and I don't know why it's outlawed, and just shake my dick on the road. And she'd be like, it's your art. I mean, maybe figure out a way to not do it where you get arrested, because think about the kids, but like, it's your art, you know? It is what it is. And if not for my mom, I don't know if I would have made it long enough to meet Brandy. And I hate
right.
the whole Freud concept of like, you marry your mom, but you do need to marry somebody that will fully have your back when you're fucking crazy and when you're going through those things.
100%.
And I think we both have that. 100%. I think not many people do. But like, I told Brandy I wanted to do comedy, and I was like, I genuinely expected her to be like, all right. And she was like, you should. You're funny. I was like, wait, what? I'm funny? I mean, everybody else says it, but say that again. What do you
say?
And then I went and did an open mic, and it's cool. And like, I think between comedy and telling people no, it's a big one. Like, I'm just saying, like, advice if somebody hears this and just wants to hear, like, you're having a dark time.
Right.
you only made 10 grand last year. Your fucking tax shit comes in, you go, I'm broke as fuck. Who gives a fuck? Did you have fun making 10 grand? Did you have to blow people for it? If so, do you like blowing people? I don't really give a shit. You know, like, there's so much to that whole thing that drives me fucking nuts. But society says, if you're not making a bunch of money, you're fucked. If you brag about the money you make, you're fucked. If you are making a bunch of money, but you don't tell anybody, then what was the point of the money? There's no direction you win.
Right.
And I don't know about other people, but like between religion and money, my family, like my brother was smart for moving away. Like there's just some shit. It's like they again, all mean well, but I can talk to my sister and we're literally not even having the same conversation. Like I'd be like, hey, how you doing? And she'd be like, so Tuesday I was, and I'm like, Tuesday you're doing what now? And she'll tell me what she was doing Tuesday and I'll try to listen. And then I'll tell her something and she won't know she was talking to me. I'm not even exaggerating. She literally doesn't know I'm there. She's just kind of doing her own thing because I'm her little brother. So I'm still, to her, that annoying little seven-year-old. So I have no worth to my sister.
Right.
My brothers, same thing, except I can tattoo one of them. So a little worth. My dad, however, weird as fuck. I am not his little kid anymore. He'll talk to me and be like, so what do you think about that? And it's the craziest shit. We're both grown-ups now. My brothers and sisters have not got there yet. Like I'm 32, but I do believe they all see me as an actual child still. So it's a very strange relationship because I'm the youngest. So like there was a time at Christmas not too long ago where they pointed out that I always sag and they called me a wigger. And I was like, wigger or wigga, my bad. I get because I listen to a lot of rap. I like shoes. I like watches. I sagged my pants for a year because I had hand-me-downs, and there was a phase where I was about the same, maybe a little thinner than my brother, and I got some South Poles. That's not my fault. But that was also a year. Let's say I sagged my pants intentionally for 5 years. They literally don't know I'm not now. They all, like anything that happened when I was under 12, I am the same person. It's so weird. I imagine a lot of people have that.
Do you think, not to get too, but are you more successful than...
That's why we can't talk about it. Like when my brothers brag about how much we make,
right,
how much they make, nobody in my family has any idea how much money I make. My dad is smart. I'm not saying I'm making a shitload of money, but like, and my brothers are both doing really well, by the way. Like
right.
We're all doing really well. Like we're all, for the area we're in, we're doing solid. I'm nowhere near a millionaire, but like, imagine if a kid came up to you right now and was like, dude, I made $35 last month. You'd be like, good for you, kid. It's kind of that vibe.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a level of competition. There is a level of... But the thing is, I wasn't competitive about money when I was making no money. I was like, I'll get there. That's what,
right.
That's what...
But what I mean is, like, do you think that they, even though they don't know what you make or what you have...
I don't think they could guess. I think they'd be...
But do you think that they know you make more than them?
No.
No?
I think my brother...
That's what I was thinking, why they treat you like that, is that's their way of demeaning the one who got more successful.
Maybe, but if you ask my brother Billy, and we can ask him later, because he'll eventually hear this. If you ask my brother Billy how much he thinks I made last year, I think it would be 25% of what I made last year. If you ask my brother Deuce, I think it would be 10% of what I made last year. My sister, I think she would go somewhere between maybe like 5,000 and 500,000. Like she would, I'm not even joking. And she's not dumb. Like I'm not trying to.
She just wouldn't want to make an actual guess.
No. That would be her actual guess. She just has decided to live in a different world than I live in. Like she just inhabits a different universe. So anytime I'm around my family, I find I get this. I
wonder if it's nice where she's at.
It's probably nice. I mean, technically right now she lives in a camper, but they're building a dope ass house. So it's cool. But like, I'll talk a little shit. For a while, she's going to be in a camper, but they're building a house. There's a reason for it. She's not homeless. Her husband works hard. They're doing fine. But no, it's like the thing where you feel very isolated is a big part of like what contributes. I don't think any of this start. I don't think this is what makes you depressed. I think this is what keeps you depressed.
Yeah.
I've always felt very isolated. I didn't know that. I just didn't know other people could talk to people and tell them things, and then the people heard them.
Right.
And it sounds crazy, but like I didn't know other people had that.
Right.
So it wasn't a jealousy thing. Otherwise, it still would have been. I would be like, I want that. I didn't even know it was a thing. And then when I found out it was a thing, it was real bad. I had a friend for a little while that was female that would talk to me for as long as I wanted and listen and make sense. And I think everybody thought I was fucking her. I'm pretty sure. Like, she would come to the shop and bring me coffee and shit. And I literally was just like, oh, she's so fucking cool. I like, this is so nice to have.
Right.
And that put a little strain on my relationship, which actually kicked everything into high gear and was like, okay, where are we at? Kind of reset everything. Couldn't ask for a better marriage ever since.
Right.
Weird blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
But rough couple months. Rough one. And the other thing is, I got really upset. Brandy said something that, I don't know, we weren't communicating well, and I got really mad. And this might be good and bad advice for everybody in the world, but like, I was in the middle of a tattoo, did the best tattoo I'd done in 3 years. I was mad. Went outside, called my assistant, said, arrange somebody to watch my kids, somebody to bring Brylan to her dress rehearsal, because that's on Wednesday. I'm leaving tomorrow with Brandy. We're going to Galveston so that we can be at the beach when we talk about this shit, because that'll keep us from fucking killing each other. We go to the beach, have a little walk, go to a comedy show. We're two of three white people in the whole place. Came back, knew how to work it out. It wasn't like you go to the beach, it's solved.
Right.
But it's hard to be mad at the beach.
Right.
Also, went to Texas, brought weed with me, had only smoked weed twice. Weed helped, but don't bring Texas. Don't do that for future reference. But no, like, it's, I think my dad's the only one that could even get close to mathematically telling you. Like, he would just go, well, I know about what he charges. I know sometimes he's got to hook people up. I know sometimes people cancel. But, like, he gets a deposit for every day, so we'll start there. Then we'll assume he does three out of the four tattoos are full price. He does what the IRS would do, but being more generous. I think he could tell you within $5,000. Like, 10. I think he could tell you within 10. And then leave out tips. But, like, it's, I don't think that's what it is, but it'd be crazy if that's what it was. Because right. It's like, I want my whole family to do well. And I'm not just saying that because we have microphones in our hand. Like, and you know me well enough. Like, I think both of us just want everybody we know to do well. There's people I fucking can't stand that I'm like, I hope they get a better job.
Dude, that's
like,
that's one of the things that helped me. I changed my outlook on everybody.
Nobody's competition now?
My deal now is even people that I don't like, I'm like, man, I wish them the best.
Right, but
yeah, I wish them the best.
What would it hurt for them to do good is the whole...
Right.
And I've been in both sides too, but it's like, what were we thinking when we were going, man, I hope that guy's shop doesn't work out. Or I hope, like, the people I fired, I mean, I hope they have a little suffering, but, like, that's just because I'm a dick sometimes.
Right.
But in reality, like, I was hoping, despite the reasons I had to fire them, that they would go straight out and open a shop. That they would go, okay, this is a thing we've talked about for fucking 2 years now. We're moving to Dallas. We're opening our own shop. We're doing our thing. That's what I was hoping for. Got close. They opened a shop. And theoretically, they probably will be doing better in 5 years than they would if they stayed here for another 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's what you're supposed to do. That being said, I think Jason, who still works here, very happy where he's at. I don't think he ever wants to own a shop. He's talked about it. I think when he's like, man, I just like, I need something to change, he'll probably be like, is it cool if I take a week off? Like, he's very, like, he knows what he wants. But I don't think a lot of people do. And that's another thing.
He loves what he does, but he doesn't want to have to deal with
the ownership. He sees what I deal with.
Right.
Or what I used to. But the thing is, if he could have a shop the way it's running now, I don't think he would say yes.
He wouldn't open a shop unless he could hire somebody to manage it for him that he trusted. So that way he didn't have to deal with all that part.
Because then he would go, what if they quit? He would already have that in his head, what if they quit?
Yeah, yeah.
And I agree with him. Like, I think he's right. The thing is, like, you open a shop so that you don't have a boss. Jason doesn't really have a boss. Like, I'm here if he needs me. But he's just kind of his own dude. He's just doing his thing. He could change his schedule anytime. He could not show up for 3 days as long as he texts me and I knew he was okay. He doesn't have to answer to anybody.
Right.
He just has to be polite, which he's already going to do. He has to do a good job, which he's already going to do. Like, it doesn't really matter. The thing is, he doesn't have the greed that you need to go, I want more money.
Right.
And he doesn't have, like, he has the ambition to just, he literally is just like, how would I focus on that while I'm trying to get better at tattooing all the time? Like, that's really, he's just hyper-focused on one thing all the time.
And right.
He's constantly improving. So, I don't know. But that's, I mean, another guy that, like, I don't want to air his shit out, but like we've talked about depression and mental health stuff a lot, and he's, you know, he's ex-military, and I don't know exactly what he's got going on in his head, but I know he's figured out how to manage whatever he's got going on. Like he's, he goes, all right, every now and then I'm gonna take a day off. I'll turn my music up. I'll wear headphones. I'll just turn my phone off for the day, whatever the thing is. And it's not like, oh, I'm depressed, I'm gonna turn my phone off. It's like, I need to make sure I stay where I need to be. So I'm not going to deal with anything today. Tomorrow I'll deal with it better. So I'll just do it tomorrow. Like that kind of thing. He's really good at all that. He's a very balanced, interesting person. Except when you're doing a podcast and he wants to buy some weed, then he's a mess. So what's that thing called? It's like,
I got you.
Shout out to Jason.
My depression, and this is when I think I started noticing it, is when it cost me some relationships.
Yeah.
Not, you know, obviously not with my wife. My wife, you know, like you said,
ride or die.
Like, you know, we married a couple rock stars. But things that I had started relationships where I was doing different projects with a person. And then all of a sudden one came on and I went probably 6 days where I did not answer my phone. I did not, what's it?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, okay. But I went about 6 days where I didn't answer my phone. I didn't call anybody back. I didn't answer messages. Like I just put my phone on silent and set it to the side. Right. And if I heard it buzz, I would look at it and go, that's not.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not. My wife was about the only person I answered the phone for. Well, then you go about a week where you just ghost somebody and they're like, hey, look, you're not taking this very seriously. I'm moving on.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that cost me potentially.
Right.
And you know, not just business wise, but you know, friendship. They thought that I was just ghosted them.
It's weird. Like I don't want to like try to diagnose anybody, including myself, but like depression or anxiety or any of the things that we deal with sometimes, it shows itself in so many different ways.
Because
you now do what I've always done. You can ask Brandy, it's hard to get me to hug you for 5 seconds. If I sit down and I stop moving, there's just a problem. I don't know what it is. It's just a problem.
Yeah.
If you put TV in front of me and we go, okay, we're not in this world, we're doing that, then it's fine. Or if a kid can always fix it. A kid can always fix it. Brandy, if she tells me, like, no, seriously, stop moving, then it's fine. I have to have something to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to feel like I earned the right to enjoy things. And I feel like I have to earn the right to relax. And I think to some extent that's good.
Yeah.
To the extent that it works on me, probably not good.
Right.
Like, I think I deserve rest, period, now. And I'll even tell people, like, dude, I think when I remodeled the shop, I think I earned a year of not doing shit. Like,
yeah.
But genuinely, it's so weird to me that that's how it works for me, works the opposite for you. My thing is, I'd be like, I can't ignore that text. Because if I do, then what happens? This might get worse. Where you go, I guess the only thing I can do is ignore that text. Because if I do text them back, this could get worse.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't want to deal with anything. Mm-hmm. Like
I've never wanted to get out of bed.
I clam up, I'm quiet, you know, I don't want to get out of bed.
I don't.
You know, yeah, and even if you stay home, and there's people that need to know this outside of depression, even if you stay home, you don't work outside, you're indoors all the time, you still need to shower every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't break a sweat, you still need to shower every once in a while. And that's when it would get to the point where my wife's like, when's the last time you took a shower? I'm like,
I don't think I legitimately have anything related to OCD at all. But until I shaved my head, I couldn't drop the kids off at school in my neighborhood without getting out of the car without showering. I literally couldn't. Like, you could be like, I'll give you $1,000 to leave the house without showering. I'd think about it for an hour and a half. Like, I would try to figure out if I could do it. I don't know what that is. Shave my head, it's a little better because there's no, like, stink going on as much. But, like, I think I can smell myself at 3 p.m. I probably can't.
Right.
I shower constantly. My whole body's red when I come out of the shower. I wear deodorant, and then I wear what I consider a non-offensive amount of cologne. I go, what's the amount that you'd have to try to smell it, but you will if you try, but it'll, like, I've just tried to be, like, the least inconvenient. It might be, But I'm just trying to, like, I'm going, okay, if I put on 5 puffs of cologne, you're going to smell me from across the room.
Right.
If you hug me right now, you'd be like, nice. That's all I want. And the thing is, I think it, I can tell you where it stems from. I don't want to be an inconvenience. I don't want to bother anybody.
Right.
To a point that I will not eat for 2 days if I'm traveling and everything shows up with meat. Like, some vegetarians are like, well, sometimes you just got to, like, get a little bacon, pick it off and eat it. And I'm like, no, I'm an actual vegetarian. So I'm not going to eat it. But I also am not going to send it back.
Right.
So I've gone to 3 restaurants in 1 day trying to find food and not ate. I've gone to Sonic, got food, fucking threw it in the trash, tried to find a homeless person, got here, ordered food. Fuck, here you go, Jason. Whatever. It wasn't Jason, but like, I've literally gone 2 and 3 days without actual food or completely without any kind of nourishment because I couldn't fucking find food without meat in it and I was busy.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to a convention, I'm just eating nuts. If I go to a convention with Brandy there, I'm eating good. Like, we're going to the restaurant after, we're ordering shit, we're having good food. If it comes out wrong, we go to another restaurant or she orders it or she tells them, so she's the bad guy. It's a whole thing. I can't fucking do it, though. Like, I mean, I've occasionally, I'll, like, if I know the waitress or whatever, now I'm getting better, I'll be like, so, could, I don't think it's your fault. I'm guessing somebody in the back just got in the habit of throwing bacon on everything, but would it be too much to ask you to just go back there and see if they could remake this without the bacon? I've done that about 3 times now.
Yeah.
I'm 32 years old. I think I've done it 3 times. It is, that is as hard as my dick on Blue Chew. No, I'm trying to get sponsored. No, it's, that is, I would say that was harder than walking up and doing stand-up for the first time, which was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Really?
I would say sending food back is harder than getting on stage for the first time, yes.
I don't send food back, but it's for a different reason.
Like, you just don't want to be spit in?
Yeah, I'm terrified of somebody spitting in my food.
I make that joke a lot, but honestly, like, I wouldn't let you spit in my mouth, but if, like, a nice-looking lady asked, or, like, if you were chewing gum and we didn't have a place to put it, I'd probably just swallow it for you. Like, I don't really care.
So fucking weird.
I know. But that's the thing. That's why I'm like, I don't think I'm OCD. But like, I've never had Brandy spit in my mouth, like sexually or otherwise. But I might tonight. I might be like, hey, just to see if it's.
Let me go ahead and send her a message. I'm gonna tell her to just surprise.
All right, you got a place to be. So
Andrew dropped a hint. I think
I'm into that.
I think he wants you to spit in his mouth. Just surprise him.
Definitely don't think that's what I said. I would much rather you not, but if we need to.
This is not coming out in time.
She's going to spit in my mouth before this comes out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna tell her to spit in your mouth today.
All right.
Like, just as soon as you walk in the house.
The thing is, I've never seen her spit. Like, even when she brushes her teeth, she just, like, lets it fall out. Yeah.
One of the sexiest
things in the world, see a woman
spit. Ooh. I don't know,
like. One time she didn't even know. I'm not joking, bruh. Sometimes you get into it, you know.
Oh,
so let's
shit.
Say hypothetically it was a previous girl when I was into prostitutes at the age of 17. You can nut in a person's throat past where they know, like, you can't feel down here, apparently. Like, when liquid goes in, it's already all liquidy.
So it's impressive that you reach that far.
She's very small. I'll show you later. It's like, not bad. It's a good one. I was going to compare it to the microphone, but I was like, I'm going to get called out at some point. If I'm a quarter inch off, she'll be like, it is not an inch bigger than a microphone. If I was like, it's close to the size, she'd be like, close is subjective. Like, it doesn't really matter. She'll bring me back down if I start thinking my dick's big.
Yeah.
She has told me it's pretty, though, so that's good. Anyway, this is your podcast from here. I feel like I talk too much, and you have to leave at a certain time because you have a place to go because you're a real comedian.
Well, we're coming up on the wrap-up time anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, you can talk now.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm glad that you gave me the last 40 seconds. You said 40.
I was trying to give you 5 minutes.
There's 40 seconds left. You can talk the rest of the time.
Hold on, let me set the ticker.
Yeah, see?
I wonder if that sounds cool on mic. Tudor, Black Bank.
One more time. Okay. jumped up there.
Oh, it's clicking. That's a Tudor Black Bay 58, guys. You need one of those.
Yeah, that's what a Rolex sounds like.
It's not a Rolex. It's a Tudor.
A what?
It's a Tudor.
Oh.
Tudor.
I thought it was a Rolex.
No. So, Tudor, see, this is where you're supposed to talk, but I'll go ahead and tell you. The same founder founded Tudor and Rolex. It was originally like the poor man's Rolex, but now they make their own in-house movements, and it's actually like neck and neck with a Rolex, and they're kind of the next Rolex. And if you buy one and then you scratch it, you don't cry near as much as if you have a Rolex.
Right. Yeah. So,
but we can talk about my watches that are not here off air, but I do not want to make my brothers upset.
All right. Well, that came that came full circle. Anyway, yeah, I think we're at wrap-up time. This concludes episode number 5.
5.
We're knocking them out, man.
5.
We're knocking them out. I hope that everybody's enjoying it so far.
I think they will.
If they don't, fuck them.
Fuck them. How about we go, you're Matt, I'm Andrew. We say our names and then fuck them to end this one.
All right. All right, so this has been Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast. I'm Matt Farrell.
I'm Andrew.
Fuck them.